We're going to turn now to some of the day's other news, because China has said it will fight to the end after Donald Trump threatened to hit Beijing with an extra 50% tariff. The new rate would mean that exports from China to the US could attract a tax of up to 104%. The US president's higher rate of tariffs on those countries he deems to be the worst offenders, well, they come into effect tomorrow. For more, we can talk to Joe Leahy, who's the Beijing bureau chief with the Financial Times. Joe, thanks for talking to us this afternoon. What has the Chinese Commerce Ministry been saying about Donald Trump's threat to even higher tariffs?
Yes, thanks, Rachel. Yeah, I mean, the Commerce Ministry has come out with very tough language today, just saying that China will safeguard its own rights and interests, and even threatening to counter this 50% with China's own 50%. So what we're seeing is a real clash of the titans here. You know, this is becoming a serious kind of escalation of the trade war.
There's also been a phone call between the head of the EU Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, and the Chinese premier. What's known about that?
Yeah, so the two of them had a discussion today about whether or not, you know, China can stop the sort of, you know, trade excess exports, if you like, coming from China that would have gone to the US then flooding into Europe. And Li Qiang, the Chinese premier, who's really the number two to Xi Jinping, he gave assurances to Europe that China would do its best to stop that from happening. Whether or not, you know, China can really control that or not is another question. You know, Chinese exporters are going to now be desperate. They'll be faced with 100% tariffs on what's going to the US if this 50% is imposed. And, you know, they'll be sort of channeling those exports towards Europe through different channels. So that was sort of the discussion today. Whether or not China can deliver on that is another question.
What would be the implications for the Chinese economy of a significant reduction in trade with the United States?
Well, China's direct trade with the US has been falling since the first phase of the trade war during Trump's first term. But what's really happened is a lot of it has been directed through other countries. So we've seen trade between the US and Vietnam, trade between Mexico and the US go up, even as it has gone down between the US and China. So a lot of this Chinese trade is being diverted through other countries, and it's still quite significant. There's still a large, you know, the US is still, you know, probably China's largest single country trading partner. So this will have a big impact.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us this afternoon, Joe. Joe Leahy there of the Financial Times in Beijing. Well, for a word on today's other developments, we can talk next to our economics and public affairs editor, David Murphy. David, after yesterday's chaos, it seems the stock markets, they've been recovering a little today.
They have, yeah. We can see now shares in Dublin are up 3%, in London 2.5%, France 2%, and overnight in Hong Kong 2%. But I think probably there's a bit of a pause going on and people taking a breath after the drama on the markets over the past few days. I think the next stage in this is, will the markets fall further if there's more written tit and tat tariffs, as you've just been hearing about being implemented? And as we know, the tariffs on EU goods take effect from tomorrow, with the US imposing a duty of 20%, which is very significant.
As you say, tomorrow a very significant day. Now, it's being reported this lunchtime that the European Commission is expected to remove whiskey, wine and dairy products from a proposed list of retaliatory tariffs against the US. What more do we know?
So the background to this is that initially the US had a list and it did have on it US bourbon, wine, dairy. And as a result of that, Donald Trump threatened a 200% tariff on goods, certain goods coming from the EU. So what's been happening is that a number of countries, including Ireland, France and Italy, lobbied the European Commission. So in its list of retaliatory tariffs, US bourbon, wine and dairy will be off that. And what they will be hoping is that the response from Donald Trump of a 200% tariff will be taken off the table. But judging by his recent press conferences, who knows?
This is it. You can't take anything for granted at the moment. David, thank you very much indeed. David Murphy there, our economics editor.